From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The U.S. Secretary of State makes a last-ditch effort for Mideast peace. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry Wednesday launched a last-minute bid to preserve the broad outlines of a two-state solution between Israel and the Palestinians, which he warned was in serious jeopardy. In a speech at the State Department, Kerry also defended the U.S. decision last week to abstain from a United Nations Security Council resolution that condemned Israeli settlements on Palestinian territory. The vote at the UN was about preserving the two-state solution, said Kerry. That's what we were standing up for, Israel's future as a Jewish and democratic state.
Israel's permanent representative to the United Nations, who does not support a two-state solution, said after the vote last week, quote, "It was to be expected that Israel's greatest ally would act in accordance with the values that we share and veto this resolution." I am compelled to respond today that the United States did, in fact, vote in accordance with our values.
Kerry said Israel will always be a close ally, but that the settlements are a major obstacle to a future peace deal. He said Israelis and Palestinians can choose to live together in one state or they can separate into two states, but here is a fundamental reality, he said. If the choice is one state, Israel can be either Jewish or democratic, but it cannot be both. Reaction was swift from Israel as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Kerry's speech was skewed against Israel. He is now giving a verbal reaction to the speech. This is VOA News.